Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering the IELTS Speaking Task, How to Describe a Time When You Faced a New Challenge. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've encountered numerous responses to the topic, Describe a Time When You Had to Take on a New Challenge. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this speaking task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, Describe a Time When You Had to Take on a New Challenge, is a common theme in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It requires candidates to recall a specific experience where they faced a novel or difficult situation. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal story, express emotions, and reflect on your growth. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Before diving into the main topic, the examiner will warm you up with some general questions. Here are a few examples related to challenges and new experiences. Do you enjoy trying new things? How do you usually react when faced with a challenge? What's the most recent new skill you've learned? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy trying new things? Candidate 6-7 response, yes, I do. I think trying new things is exciting and helps me learn. Last month, I started learning to play the guitar, which has been challenging but fun. Absolutely. I find immense satisfaction in embracing novel experiences. They not only broaden my horizons, but also push me out of my comfort zone, fostering personal growth. Recently, I've taken up rock climbing, which has been both physically demanding and mentally stimulating. Part 2, Long Term. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to take on a new challenge. You should say what the challenge was, when and where it happened, how you handled it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer, band 6-7. One time when I had to take on a new challenge was when I started my first job after graduating from university. It was about 2 years ago, and I joined a marketing company in the city center. The challenge was adapting to the professional work environment and managing multiple projects simultaneously. It was quite different from university life, and I felt overwhelmed at first. To handle it, I tried to stay organized by making to-do lists and setting priorities. I also asked my colleagues for advice when I wasn't sure about something. Gradually, I became more comfortable with my tasks and the work pace. This experience made me feel both stressed and excited. It was stressful because everything was new, but I also felt proud when I successfully completed my first projects. Overall, it helped me grow professionally and boosted my confidence. Sample answer, band 8-9. Allow me to share an experience that truly tested my mettle. 2 years ago, I embarked on a formidable challenge when I accepted a position as a project manager for an international NGO. Tasked with implementing a sustainable development project in a remote village in Southeast Asia. The crux of the challenge lay in the multifaceted nature of the project. It required me to coordinate diverse stakeholders, including local community leaders, government officials, and international donors, while navigating cultural sensitivities and overcoming language barriers. Moreover, the project's success hinged on introducing innovative agricultural techniques to a community deeply rooted in traditional farming methods. To tackle this complex undertaking, I adopted a multi-pronged approach. Firstly, I immersed myself in the local culture, learning basic phrases in the regional dialect to foster trust and communication. Secondly, I organized regular town hall meetings to ensure transparency and gather community feedback. Additionally, I implemented a pilot program showcasing the new agricultural techniques on a small scale, allowing skeptical farmers to witness the benefits firsthand. This experience was simultaneously exhilarating and daunting. The initial trepidation I felt when faced with such a monumental task gradually transformed into a sense of profound fulfillment as I witnessed the project's positive impact on the community. It was immensely gratifying to see increased crop yields and improved livelihoods among the villagers. Reflecting on this journey, I realized it was a crucible for personal and professional growth. It honed my leadership skills, enhanced my cultural competence, and reinforced my belief in the power of perseverance and adaptability. This experience has been instrumental in shaping my approach to subsequent challenges, instilling in me a newfound confidence to tackle complex, multifaceted projects. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to future challenges? What was the most valuable lesson you learned from this experience? Sample answer, band 8-9, for question 1. This transformative experience fundamentally reshaped my approach to future challenges. It instilled in me a profound appreciation for thorough preparation and adaptability. Now, when confronted with new challenges, I proactively research and immerse myself in the context, much like I did with the local culture in the village. Moreover, I've learned to embrace complexity rather than shy away from it, recognizing that multifaceted problems often lead to the most significant growth opportunities. I've also become more adept at leveraging diverse perspectives, understanding that solutions often emerge from collaborative efforts and the synthesis of varied viewpoints. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. Examiner, how do you think society's attitude towards challenges has changed over time? Candidate, I think people nowadays are more open to challenges than before. In the past, many people preferred stable jobs and routines. But now, especially young people, often look for new experiences and challenges to improve themselves. Society's perception of challenges has undergone a significant transformation over the years. In the past, there was a tendency to prioritize stability and conformity, with challenges often viewed as disruptions to be avoided. However, in our increasingly dynamic and globalized world, we've witnessed a paradigm shift. Challenges are now increasingly seen as catalysts for innovation and personal growth. This shift can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, the rapid pace of technological advancement has necessitated continuous adaptation, fostering a more challenge-embracing mindset. Secondly, the rise of entrepreneurial culture has glamorized risk-taking and turning obstacles into opportunities. Moreover, social media has played a role in normalizing the sharing of personal struggles and triumphs, making the process of overcoming challenges more visible and celebrated. That said, it's important to note that this shift isn't uniform across all segments of society. There's still a discernible generational gap, with younger generations generally more inclined to actively seek out challenges as a means of self-improvement and career advancement. Do you think schools should do more to prepare students for real-world challenges? Candidate? Absolutely. I firmly believe that educational institutions have a crucial role to play in equipping students with the necessary skills and mindset to navigate real-world challenges effectively. Firstly, schools should place greater emphasis on developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills. This could involve incorporating more project-based learning and real-world case studies into the curriculum, allowing students to grapple with complex, multifaceted problems that don't have clear-cut solutions. Secondly, there's a need to foster emotional intelligence and resilience. Schools could introduce programs focused on stress management, adaptability, and coping with failure. These soft skills are invaluable when facing real-world challenges, yet they're often overlooked in traditional academic settings. Moreover, schools should strive to create a more interdisciplinary learning environment. Real-world challenges rarely conform to the neat boundaries of academic subjects. By encouraging students to draw connections between different fields of study, schools can nurture a more holistic approach to problem-solving. Lastly, increased collaboration with industries and communities could provide students with more opportunities for internships, mentorship programs, and community service projects. These real-world experiences can offer invaluable insights and prepare students for the complexities they'll encounter beyond the classroom. However, it's important to strike a balance. While preparing students for challenges is crucial, we must be careful not to overwhelm them or diminish the importance of foundational academic knowledge. The key lies in integrating real-world preparation seamlessly into the existing educational framework. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Formidable challenge, for medebolj, adjective, noun. A difficult task or situation that requires great effort and skill to overcome. Example, starting my own business was a formidable challenge, but also incredibly rewarding. To navigate, naviate, verb, to successfully deal with a difficult situation or course of action. Example, I had to navigate complex cultural differences during my study abroad experience. Multifaceted, multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the project was multifaceted, requiring expertise in marketing, finance, and technology. To foster, verb, to encourage the development or growth of something. Example, the mentorship program fostered a sense of confidence among the new employees. Paradigm shift, shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the invention of the internet caused a paradigm shift in how we communicate and access information. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a challenging experience. Be specific. Provide concrete details about your experience to make your narrative more engaging and credible. Show, don't just tell. Use descriptive language to paint a vivid picture of your experience and emotions. Demonstrate reflection. Explain how the experience affected you and what you learned from it. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally throughout your response. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and fillers. Remember, the key to success lies in thorough preparation and regular practice. Consider recording yourself and analyzing your responses to identify areas for improvement. For more insights on handling complex situations in IELTS speaking, check out our article on describing a time when you had to deal with a complex situation. Additionally, to enhance your ability to think on your feet during the test, you might find our guide on describing a time when you had to make a decision quickly helpful. By following these strategies and continuously honing your English language skills, you'll be well prepared to tackle any challenge in your IELTS speaking test with confidence and eloquence.